Welcome back, everyone. Today we're diving into one of the most exciting moves Indian leaders have made recently, specifically the introduction of the Delta Act by Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis in Maharashtra.
It's a pivotal moment for the entire real estate sector here. This isn't just about building digital ledgers. It's fundamentally rewriting how property ownership and transaction happen.
Let me break down what that means right now. We're moving away from paper-based systems, heavy reliance on physical registries, and traditional legal battles to a decentralized blockchain ecosystem where buyers sign contracts instantly upon signing the deal.
And then, when they get approved for loans, the deed actually transfers directly to their wallet without needing complex handovers or even the hassle of going to court over fraud issues.
I'm curious about the timeline here. The actual drafting process is expected to take roughly 2 years before we see the full potential.
That's a long time, but it feels like an early warning sign that states across India are ready to tackle these challenges head-on and position Maharashtra as the first in the country to do so.
Absolutely, and frankly, this initiative is positioned not just as a local leader, but globally. Other jurisdictions have experimented with property tokens elsewhere, but we're here to see if we can replicate that success in Mumbai and Pune, India's two biggest metros.
We could see how it applies there too, which would be a huge boon for the region's financial ecosystem.
Of course. But before we get all excited about this blueprint, I need to keep one thing in mind. While the excitement is palpable, implementing blockchain technology must adhere to strict ethical standards without compromising Indian finance stability and public trust.
And that's exactly where the focus has shifted, ensuring the laws are clear enough to be recognized as standard practices internationally.
And that's right. We have a lot of critical takeaways to discuss on this, including digital sovereignty and market resilience.
Let me wrap up this segment by saying again, while we're excited about the potential, there are still important hurdles to navigate carefully.
And that's where the journey into the Delta Act really comes down to. It's not just about creating new rules. It's about fundamentally changing how India interacts with its global financial community through digital assets.
Yes, and that transformation could unlock the true potential of Maharashtra's real estate market while paving the way for sustainable innovation across the country.
Thank you. I'm ready to continue our conversation on this exciting topic as we go.